Harvester Arts recently moved into a new gallery space located in the Lux near First and Market. Megan Miller, Mike Miller, and Delilah Reed are showing their new work there. They hope to fill the gallery and immerse the audience in the Daisy Room tie-in. Torn Anderson talked with the three artists ahead of the exhibition and also was there on its opening night.
Approaching the Daisy Room tie-in is not as intimidating as the week leading up to its installation. The so-called tie-flatable is huge inside the new Harvester Gallery space at the Lux. Attendees' eyes dazzled at the tie-dye bubble. Entering was a bit of an unknown, but that didn't stop anyone from trying. Inside, confetti was flying, and both exercise bikes for inflating giant hands were constantly in use. A young man was helping others load the confetti valve.
So what you do is put it in there, and then push it in, and turn it.
The Monday before the opening, the artist walked me through the process of bringing this idea to life from inside the gallery.
Here it goes. And so then I decided, since I already had the bicycle-powered blowers built, go ahead and have them inside the space so people can get on the bicycle and pedal power a blower and inflate the hand.
That's Mike Miller explaining a small facet of this immersive art experience. Miller augmented a stationary bicycle to become a blower motor powered by art lovers.
So I am on a 1971 Swin XR7 exercise bike. And bolted that to the side of the wheel. And then I got this great big industrial air conditioning blower for a building.
The ingenuity is homemade, clever, and fun.
And while you're inflating the hand, you're also helping to inflate the tent.
It's pretty fun. Like, you have to pedal pretty fast to get enough power. But, you know, there's no obligation to pedal for any longer than you want to.
That's artist Megan Miller. All of the nylon and cloth you see in the show was sewn together in the gallery the week of the exhibition. And Megan leaned on some friends to help stitch it all together.
So they tie-dyed, is it ice tie-dyed?
Yeah.
A whole bunch of white sheets, and then we're sewing them together to make a tent, mm-hmm. Right?
A tie-flatable.
A tie-flatable.
Yeah.
So it's like Thai food.
That's Carlotta Evans, who just learned how to sew to help install the show.
I always wanted to learn how to sew. It was a good time.
So that one right there.
It'll loop around and come through. There you go. So now you're ready.
Along with teaching Carlotta to sew, Megan Miller is responsible for the tie-dye work and explains the challenge of different fabric weights when supporting a structure using blowing air.
They overfilled two tubs. They probably weigh 25 pounds or 30 pounds, which is kind of a lot. Like if this was made out of nylon parachute fabric, it would definitely work. But it's not. It's made out of cotton sheets.
Mike Miller takes me to the electrically powered industrial blowers that are responsible for holding up the brunt of this 40 by 40 foot structure.
It puts out so much air that the nylon tube won't stay on the ground. It just flies off the ground and makes an arch up in the air.
This tie-flatable will fill the room using three large industrial blowers, but most of the gallery walls will be obstructed from view. Painter Delilah Reed explains that you will still be able to view her works from inside the tie-flatable.
So, yes, we have this really fun idea of trying to figure out how to work like this large 3D art piece that you can walk into, but also being able to view the paintings from inside, because I'd rather people see it from inside the space looking out. I just think it sounds so much more magical and fun.
And if standing inside a tie-dyed tent inflated with air, parachute hands shooting confetti and looking out to gallery walls adorned with very bright paintings is not enough.
So I'm going to paint like daisies and stuff on the floor at some point this week. And then after the structure's set up, probably right before the show begins.
You can always tell when a piece is done because it's 5 minutes later the show opens.
But pulling it off so no one can tell is an art all on its own. For KMUW Arts, I'm Torin Anderson.